The Man of Sabbath. Moses, the son of Amram, declared Saturday holiday and a day for worshipping God, during which Israelites were prohibited from doing business and indulging in earthly affairs. On Saturdays, Moses himself used to attend the Israelites' meetings to preach and deliver sermons for them. Many years passed this way, and the Israelites still paid a great respect to Saturdays. When Moses passed away, the Israelites' lifestyle underwent some changes. Yet, Saturdays were still highly honored. During the prophethood of David, some Israelites who were living by the seashore in the village of Elah ignored the respectful state of this day and went fishing on a Saturday in defiance of Moses' commandments. On Saturdays, unlike the other days that the fish in the sea swam deep down in the water, they came to the surface waters and swam quite confidently, knowing that there weren't any hunters around awaiting them. But on the other days, they did not approach the shore. The secularists of Israelites got together, consulted, and decided to dig some channels diverging from the sea so as to trap the fish in them, and the next day, that is on Sunday, they could go and catch them in their nets. They did so, and the next day, after blocking the way of the fish to the sea, they started fishing them. The wise and pious people of the tribe tried to advise them, warned them against the horrible consequences of defying God's command, but it did not have even the faintest effect on them. Many days passed in this way, but the pious people remained resolute in advising those misled people, though they knew their words had no effect in preventing them from wrongdoing. Seeing this, some wise people of the tribe told the pious not to trouble themselves preaching to such people, for they were doomed to be tormented by God. But the pious people used to answer, "We advise them to be remorseful to their God and repent to His greatness for the sins they have committed, so as to fulfill our own duty and not to be considered negligent and sinful in God's presence." As they rejected the wise and the pious, they were metamorphosed into monkeys. Later, God sent down a great torment which lasted for 3 days and nights and killed all those rebellious people.